Hi, this is Coach Sherry, and I am the host of the Teen Wise podcast. I'm having conversations with teens fueled by curiosity and compassion. As a teen life coach, parent educator, and mom to three, I've learned that hearing straight from teens is the best way to truly understand the world they live in and the struggles they face. Listen in to find out more. Today, we're talking to Dia about acting. She's had the opportunity to be in a few films, and she's really learned a lot from it. A lot of people don't understand all of the stuff that goes into the acting process and all of the really important lessons you can learn from being part of that world. So listen in to find out more. All right, welcome Dia to the Teen Wise podcast. I'm so glad you're joining us today. So we today are going to be talking about acting because this is something that you've had the opportunity to do. And it's a fascinating world. My daughter's an actress. She's 18 now, but there's a lot of stuff that goes into it that people don't understand. So I want to dive into some of that and just find out a little bit about you and your thoughts on acting and your experiences. Great. So let's just start from the beginning. Like, why were you even interested in acting in the first place?
I've always been a very like dramatic person, but I think it came from my mom. She used to do a little bit of behind the scenes work on like short films and local films. And she used to do makeup and costuming, and she just kind of got me into it. And I went to an audition once, and I was like, this is so fun. I could see myself doing this as like a hobby or like something that I like to do. Yeah.
Right. When was the first time that you got to go on set with your mom?
I was 8 or 9. And I went on set and I was like, this is fascinating because you just see people like act out a whole different life. And it's just so cool how things come together and you see like movies and TV shows, but they're just people acting. I just always found that so fascinating.
Yeah. The behind the scenes is something that unless you're in the acting world, you never get to see. Like you just see the story after it's done. And there's so much that goes on behind the scenes and so many people involved in the process.
Yeah.
So what was your first audition for?
It was for a short film. It was a local film. It was for like the Bay Area Film Festival. It was just about like a 9-year-old girl and her dad. And there was like this sort of secret society that was protecting like medicines and stuff so that humanity didn't take things out of control. And it was just like, yeah, it was a pretty simple short film. And that was the first ever audition I went to.
It's interesting that you said you loved the audition piece of it because auditioning is probably the most difficult part of acting and that you're always putting yourself out there for rejection. So how do you deal with that as a young person? You know, how do you deal with constant rejection? I shouldn't say constant, you know, eventually there's a yes, but it's not as easy as saying, I want to act and okay, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, I think definitely for me, I've always had like issues with being confident in who I was. But I think part of the reason I loved acting so much was that I wasn't being myself. I was being somebody else. And I got to put myself in a whole different person. And that was just so exciting to me because after I found myself and after I found like who I wanted to be, it became even more interesting to put my own personality and my own traits into a different person. And I just really enjoyed putting myself out there and having like directors and having casting directors just see what they thought. And I always love getting feedback and I always love seeing what I can do better. And auditions just always played into that.
Yeah. And for auditions, you know, one of the things is like you said, you might get feedback. And for some people, that's very difficult to get any sort of criticism. You know, call it feedback, which it is, but some people will take it as kind of a personal attack. How do you deal with that and not think of it as criticism instead of criticism, a way to learn?
Yeah, I used to take it as criticism. And then I was like, if I'm going to take it as criticism, I'm just never going to get better. And I'm just never going to like be a better actor. So if I take their feedback, then maybe the next audition that I go to, I won't get that piece of feedback again. And maybe they'll like me more. I think that was like when I took it. My parents never sugarcoated things. And so it just like having them do that gave me the opportunity to see that when things aren't sugarcoated and when things are given to you as they are, you have full control to take what people are saying and to either like to either disregard it or to make yourself better if it's applicable to you. And so I just found feedback to always be helpful. Sometimes I do take it as a personal attack and then I have to remind myself that they probably don't have anything against me. They don't know me. So.
Right. Yeah. They just want to make the scene better, the character exactly. better, the lines yeah. better. Yeah.
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 And like, I feel like it also applies when you're actually acting. Over the summer, I was acting in a feature film and there were certain scenes that called for me to be like vulnerable per se. And I just always found it really hard because I hate being vulnerable and I hate like letting other people see my emotions. And the director would be like, you need to be sadder. You need to be more angry. And I just kind of took it as they're not seeing me be sad. They're seeing my character be sad. So whenever I've had like someone give me feedback on my acting, I just take it as they're not telling me, they're telling my character. And I think that's just how I dealt with it.
Yeah, that's great to kind of separate the two.
Right.
And they're telling you as the actress, not you as the person.
Right.
Yeah. So far we've mentioned like rejection. So in acting, you're learning to deal with rejection. Yeah. And you're learning to deal with feedback, which some people think of as criticism. What are some other things that you've really learned from being in the acting world?
Something I learned from being in the acting world is how to just like deal with things. I did struggle a lot with mental health and I struggled a lot with pressure and like being anxious and all that. And I just learned that sometimes it's okay to like wallow in those. And sometimes it makes you feel better if you talk it out or if you try to do something different. Cause I found like every single character that I've played, every single person handles things like super differently. And I just found that like when I'm acting, I get to be somebody else. And so I found that to be like a really good coping mechanism. So if I'm ever like feeling down or if I ever have like huge problems, just trying to find different ways to solve them just was something that I never thought about before I started acting. Just trying different things and not being like stuck to one certain thing is something that I don't think I would have known if I didn't act.
It's almost like you're meeting new people and learning from new people just by reading the scripts and becoming right. that character for those, you know, yeah. few months or mm-hmm. few hours. Yeah. And I liked what you said previously, you mentioned being vulnerable. And when you're acting, it gives you the space to be vulnerable and to experience all these other emotions. Have you ever had a moment on set where the emotion really triggered something in your own life where you tapped into that piece of it?
Yeah, actually over the summer, there was a moment where my character was just really sad because she lost a loved one. And my grandpa died like 2 years ago. And so when I was on set, I was just thinking about like every single person that I had ever like loved. And I was thinking about my grandpa and I was thinking about like just every single thing in my life that made me sad or made me not feel great about myself. And I think just like tapping into those emotions helped me because it kind of clouded my, I think the word for it is prejudices. It helped me like not think about what other people were saying or other people were thinking on set. And it helped me just think about myself. And I think that's another thing, like, while you're acting, you get to really like learn about yourself more than you do about your character, because you learn like what makes you sad and you learn what makes you happy and you learn like about your own emotions, because you have to know all of that in order to do justice to your character.
Yeah, you also learn about what makes you uncomfortable too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You're talking about they wanted you to be more sad, more angry, more. And it sounds like there was a little bit of resistance on your part. It's like, wait, that's, I'm not comfortable doing that. And then you moved through that and processed it and realized, I can deal with that.
I've always had a fear of judgment, and I've always been like an introverted extrovert, I think, because I'm a person who loves to be with other people and loves to always talk and loves to do things like acting. But I also have always had like a lower self-esteem and like always worried about people judging me. And I think that just by acting and just by allowing myself to be somebody else and allowing myself to learn what worked for me and what doesn't gave me like more confidence. I think I've definitely been more confident on set than anywhere else.
Now we've talked a lot about being on set and in the acting world, but let's translate this to the teen world and to the world that you live in on a daily basis. How does that affect you in just, you know, being at school, you know, how you connect with your peers?
I do hide the fact that I've acted sometimes when I'm talking with people, because then they get all like, oh my goodness, you're an actor. I mean, I don't hide it. I just don't like to talk about it all that much. But I think that whenever, I feel like my personality is pretty much comprised of everything that I've done in the past, like every character I've played and every audition I've gone to. And I just feel like my personality is comprised of that. So I feel like when I'm talking with friends and just a random mannerism comes out or like a random phrase comes out, they'll be like, where did that come from? And I'll be like, oh, funny story. I was in a movie and my character used to always say this. And then they'd be like, oh my goodness, I want to watch it. I think that something scary to me is someone finding a movie that, or finding something that I've been in and watching it, because I'm totally fine with random people looking at me. But when my friends or someone that I know would watch like a movie or something that I've been in, that would like scare me to death. I don't know why, but I hate that fact.
It's that judgment piece, right? If you're being judged by people you don't know, like who cares, right? But when it's people that you're with every day, it's a totally different level of judgment.
Yeah, I think it's been like that for like every single part of my life. Like I do debate and I dance and I sing. And so for all those things, like I am totally fine until someone I know is watching me, and then I get all flustered.
And what is the phrase, like dance like no one's watching you?
Yeah, dance like no one's watching you. I feel like it's more like dance like no one you know is watching you.
Right. So let's talk about the side of acting that's just not so wonderful. People tend to have this idea that acting is glamorous and wonderful and you're treated like a queen for the day. Acting's not a horrible process, but there's a lot of hurry up and wait. And there's a lot of, you know, one of the things that strikes me is you'll see a movie where someone's out in the cold, right? And so in the people's minds who are watching it, oh, the actor didn't really do that. Well, they did. They were in the cold, you know, for hours and hours sometimes, even if the scene's like 10 minutes long. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Retaking scenes, especially when you're uncomfortable or where you have to do something random or where you have to cry. Those are so hard. There was a scene where I had to do a cartwheel and then lay down on the grass. And I was just so sore by the end of it. So for every scene that you take, you retake it at least like 3 times, and then they go to a different angle. And then they do like scenes where you can see the sky and scenes where you can see the ground, and then scenes where they're just looking at your eyes, because what you look at in a movie is like a really cohesive like scene where you can see things from like every single person's point of view. But what you don't see is someone like sitting in the rain, like taking those scenes for like 2 hours at a time. Or like there was one where I had to climb down like an emergency like fire staircase and then like run through and like splash in the puddles because I was running from a bad person. And we had to do that so many times, and your voice gets tired and you're just like so over it, and these like the dialogues are just like running in your dreams. It can get a little tedious and it can get a little tiring, but it's all fun at the end of the day.
Describe to us like the most difficult day of filming that you've had to go through.
There was one day of filming over the summer where we were just outside all day. There was one car scene, and in that car scene, it was so hot. It was supposed to be during like springtime. Like that's when the scene was set, but it was actually summer and it was so hot and everyone was crammed in this car that was like partially taken apart so that you could film, because that's how they film car scenes. And we had to actually drive through a parking lot over and over again. And I was supposed to be talking to a dead person, but obviously that person wasn't there. So it was just me sitting in the car, looking to my right and talking to somebody who wasn't there. And I had to pause and wait for them to say their dialogues. And I had to count in my head an exact amount of seconds. And we retook that scene like 20, maybe 30 times. And it was just over and over and over. And by the end of it, I was just so tired. Like there could be an actual person there and I wouldn't notice, because it was a long scene and it was just taken so many times. Yeah. And it was an emotional scene too. So it was just a very hard day of filming.
That is tough. Even if you're having to create these emotions, your body still experiences it as an emotion. So to be in that moment and that mindset for so many times, so many hours throughout the day, that can really take its toll on you.
Yeah, definitely. When you have like days where you're shooting like heavier scenes, you're gonna like feel super heavy, because if you cry for like 15 takes, it's gonna feel like you just sobbed for 5 hours, even though usually there isn't anything that you're being sad about. So yeah, I think like another part of acting that was hard for me was like changing my physical appearance. I had really pretty hair before the role I played over the summer, but I really loved this role. And so I agreed to cut my hair, and it was like a buzz cut almost. So it was really, really short. And I think just like navigating that and navigating like making changes to yourself to fit your character can also just be hard and like take a toll on yourself.
There was an acting class that my daughter did one time, and it was about how do you cry? How do you make yourself cry? And everybody does it differently, but some people will have like a folder of experiences and they really, you know, tap into those deep emotions to cry. But then on the other side of it, when you're done, it's important to disconnect from that deep sadness, especially if you're playing a character that's really, really heavy. So for you, how do you make sure that you do take care of your mental health when you're taking on some of these characters with big emotions and struggles?
For me, when I want to cry, I think of letting people down. I think of letting people down. I think of just not being enough and things like that, because those are just like my biggest fears. And so once I'm done with those scenes, I just take the time and remind myself that it is okay. Like you are on set. Those are real emotions, but they're not real in the moment. So it's good that you had 2 hours to just wallow in those emotions. And it's good that you had 2 hours to think those out, but now you have to move on and you can just continue to work those things out, but you are okay. Like there is no immediate danger. You're fine. You're totally okay. And I just take the time to remind myself that everything is fine, at least in that moment, and that those emotions are real, but not to you.
Yeah. And really, if you think about your everyday life, it's kind of the same thing. Like it's okay to feel the emotions you're feeling. You don't have to just, you know, have this toxic positivity. You can feel sad and angry and all of those things. But if you stay in those emotions for too long, that's where your mental health really suffers. So you're learning this great skill from acting, right? That it's okay to feel those. And then you've got to come out the other side, get yourself to a better place.
It's always important to feel your emotions, because I used to just try and dismiss my emotions, which is why I had issues with mental health. But I think that if you learn to just accept that your emotions are a part of who you are and that you will feel them and they will affect your life, but you also have to figure out how to deal with them, it just makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, dealing with them is a big thing, that we don't just push them down, and acting really lets you tap into those, right?
I get like a space to just cry and no one questions it. So
yeah, and everybody claps for you.
Yeah, everyone claps.
You're so sad or you're so angry. That's so wonderful. So yeah, you don't get that in everyday life.
For real.
You know, we talked a little bit about peers and when people find out that you're acting, and it sounds like your close friends are pretty supportive, or, you know, some people that you run into. Have you ever gotten the opposite from people, like the judgment that we, you know, we talked about earlier, judgment because you're an actress, like stereotypes or stigma?
Yeah. People haven't been like unsupportive. I know they've been like, oh, that's like so weird. Like, are you like a diva? Or I get this question a lot. Are you rich? Like, why do you not live in Hollywood? And I always say it's because acting is not what I want to do. It's just something that I love to do. And so they're always like, why are you not always acting? Why do you go to school? Why do you like, why don't you live in a mansion? But people are mostly supportive. People are usually just confused because they don't really know how to deal with the fact that like I act. But yeah, I don't think anyone's really been unsupportive. They've just been confused. And I think that's kind of funny.
And so are you able to answer questions for them about what acting is really like, or is it just kind of like, oh, that's so awesome, that's so fun, and then they're done with it?
Yeah, they're like, do you go to set in like a limousine? Like, do you have a manager and do they pick you up? And like, it's always superficial questions. No one really questions like what acting is actually like. The only questions that they ask you are you rich and are you moving to Hollywood? I think those are the only questions I've gotten. And it's really funny. I've gotten asked a lot, like, why would you cut your hair for just a role? And I just kind of have to explain to them that it's really different when you act, because you really connect to your characters and you connect to them like they're a real person and like they're your actual friends. And once I say that, they just stop asking questions because they're so beyond confused.
And they're just about the superficial, right? And in today's world, you know, they see the TikTokers and that's probably what a lot of teens have in their mind, that this is you, right? You're like this TikToker person. You're not, but that's kind of what they think of acting sometimes.
Yeah. I just think that, I mean, it makes sense. Before I acted, I didn't really know like how a movie would be made, but since they don't really know what goes on behind, like they don't know what goes on except for the movie that they like watch on Netflix. They don't know like how many hours it takes to film and edit and like market and everything. So they just think that it's pretty cut and dry. Like you take a scene and then people think that you go in chronological order too, which is interesting. But yeah, I think that it's just very confusing unless you're actually like immersed in the process yourself.
Have you ever gone to an audition that you so really wanted that you didn't get?
Yeah, there was like a self-tape audition for a movie. It still isn't out yet, I don't think. And it was like about a girl's relationship with her mother. Like it was a very broken relationship. And I really wanted that role, and I thought that it would be so fun to play. And I prepared for that audition and I spoke with my mentor and I like prepared for it and I taped it and I sent it in and I was like, I really hope I get this role. And I don't even think I made it to callbacks. So it was definitely disappointing. But I feel like everything happens for a good reason. And that movie ended up having to be filmed during the school year. So I was a little bit glad that I didn't get it, because I still do take school as my first priority. Yeah.
And that's something else that's really, that a lot of people don't think about, is the balance between being an actress and still being a teenager, right? Or a kid, that you do still have to go to school. Even if you're on set, they have a teacher on set. Yeah. You're supposed to be doing your stuff. So how do you kind of prioritize that? You said academics are your priority. But let's be real. If there was like this huge movie and they said, we want you to be in it, but we're filming September to December, my guess is you'd probably take it. But yeah, so how do you make those decisions?
I think I base it off of, so I'm a person who likes to look ahead and look at what I want to do, like the next hour, the next day, the next year, or just like in my future. And so first of all, I weigh my options. Obviously, if it was a huge movie and it was like the biggest opportunity I would probably ever get, and it's like a once in a lifetime thing, I would definitely take it. But I know that I don't want to fall behind in school, because school is and always will be really important to me, because like I love acting, but I know that I don't want it to be my career. So it's really just dependent, because if it was like a really small film, not saying that they're not good, but if it was a really small film and it would take up all of my time and they wouldn't have like a proper set teacher or anything, then I don't think that it would be worth sacrificing my education.
And there's also, some people don't realize, some of the films, they don't pay all that much. I mean, if you're SAG, yeah, there's a minimum, but it's still not an amazing amount. Yeah. So some people forget about that.
I think that like acting, I mean, we would all love to just not care about money, and we would all love to be like, oh, just do what makes your heart happy. And acting does make my heart happy, but I also have like other interests and other things that also fill my cup. And I just think that those are better suited to my lifestyle, because I would love to be an actor, but I also would love to have like a stable job. And I feel like it's just a give or take situation most of the time.
Yeah. And unless you're a high profile Hollywood actor, it's like you're constantly auditioning for jobs.
Right. Yeah. I don't think people really get how many auditions you have to go to just get one job. Like I got pretty lucky actually with the movie that I was in over the summer. I was in a dance show over at the ACT Theater in Seattle. And the director actually went to it and saw me, and she was like, I want you to come audition for the movie. So I already had a little bit of a wink from the director. Right. And so I was pretty lucky because she got to know me personally. But I feel like in all other situations, there's like 100 other people that look exactly like you and can act like you or better. And so just getting one role is really difficult. So it's not really something that you can rely on unless you're already really good at it or you're well known.
Yeah, I think I read a statistic. It's you have to do 20 auditions for every one part that you get.
Yeah. Like, and that's a lot. It's not an easy. And you get tired, you get frustrated if you keep going to auditions and you don't get cast.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who never get cast and stuff, and they love acting. And that's so frustrating, especially because there's kind of a message we give to kids in particular: if you work hard, it will come to you. Right.
Yeah.
And acting, there's so many things that are beyond your control.
Yeah. And it could literally just be that you were the best person there, but there was someone else who looked more like what the director thought the character would look like, or you're really good, but there could be someone better. And it does get discouraging. But I think, acting is it's a very iffy situation, but once you do get a role, and if it's a role that you like, you have so much fun with it.
And you really do have to like it, because there's so many times you're sitting around doing nothing, or it is difficult. Like you're talking about doing the cartwheels, landing in the grass, and you're sore. You have to love it, or you're not going to go for acting when you're just doing these things over and over and, waiting. And sometimes it's really hot, sometimes it's really cold. There's a lot of interesting conditions in acting. So it's great. For the people who love acting to just, keep with it. And there's a lot of people that are like, this is not worth it to me.
Yeah, no, I've definitely had to remind myself, I love to do this. I like to do this. This is something that I like to do. Because even when you're just memorizing lines, you're like, it's like you're memorizing a book, you're memorizing someone else's story. And most of the time you can't really relate to it all that much. And so like, you just have to remind yourself, like, I cannot give up. Like, I do like to do this and it's something that brings me joy and it'll be worth it in the long run. So I do think it could be difficult, but it's all worth it if you love to do it.
And there's those frustrating moments when you memorize, and then you get to set and they say, oh, we're going to change that scene up. And you got to change it up, memorize new ones.
They take out lines or they add words to lines, or they're like, actually, in the scene, it says that we want you to laugh at this part, but we actually don't want you to laugh. And now we want you to stand up and go over to the kitchen. Yeah, it could get really frustrating when things are changed around and you just have to take a deep breath and be like, think happy thoughts. I like to do this, and just trick yourself into knowing that you do like to do it.
Like with everything that you might be passionate about, there's going to be things you hate about it and things you love about it. And it's the overall passion that you get through the things you don't like. So what is something that you think parents should know about acting? Like, let's say their kids maybe want to try acting, or maybe they won't let their kids try acting because they have these ideas about it. What do you think they should know?
I think a lot of people think that acting is going to make your kid like a dropout, or it's going to make your kid dramatic or a diva or like not respectful anymore. But I feel like it just gives you such a rush and it gives you so much joy that like it made me a better person, and it made me learn a lot of life lessons that I wouldn't have if I didn't act. And I just think that like you're not going to get in the first audition or the second audition or the third audition that you go to, but you will get better. And I think that it just takes time, and everybody who wants to act or everybody who is trying to act just needs to be patient. And like I said earlier, like take the feedback, because that was something I struggled with. I'd be like, what? Why are you even giving me feedback? I was clearly amazing. But I just feel like for parents who won't let their kids act, I struggled with this with my parents, and I just kind of had to explain to them, like, this is something that fills my cup, and this is something that brings me joy and makes me forget like my actual problems and makes me like think about myself and learn about myself. So if it does that for me, then there shouldn't be a reason to stop me from doing it.
And it goes back to, as a parent, allowing your kids to do the things that they're excited about, because that translates to the rest of your life, how you feel emotionally and how you take care of yourself. I advocate for parents to let their kids try it. Parents often will get ahead of themselves thinking of the future if their kids make it big in Hollywood. It's like, that's like the lottery. You got to start small, right? So when my daughter started acting, she got an agent in LA, and then my husband was freaked out. Like, he was thinking, well, are we going to move down there? Are we going to be separated? It's like, no, it doesn't happen like that. If something came of it, we'd talk about it, but probably it doesn't. It just, you never know. So, and you can deal with those things as they come, but there are so many lessons that kids learn from acting. And I think it's a great way for kids to learn rejection, to learn about themselves, to learn about professionalism. How do you greet someone with a handshake? And, you know, how do you deal with the feedback, the criticism, the work ethic? There's so many things that are
work ethic is a big one. I learned how to like work with something and learn how to do something, because I didn't really go to acting classes. I went to a couple, but not really. And it's just really cool to learn a whole new set of skills, because you would never pretend to learn how to cry or pretend to learn how to pass out or like, I don't know, have a fake conversation if you weren't acting. And it just really, like, I learned perseverance, and I learned like a lot of cool things just through like the process of acting.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And I know that not all parents are on board with it. And, you know, there's acting for films, there's acting for theater, there's all different sorts of acting. But if your family's able to make it happen and your kid's really interested in it, I would definitely say, you know, start by taking an acting class or doing drama class at school. and see if they really do like it first before you panic and say no to them. Let them give it a try and they'll figure out pretty quickly if they do have a passion for it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Theater is like a really good way to get involved into acting. I did theater for a while and I loved it so much. And I just knew that like acting was something that I enjoyed.
Which do you like better, theater or film? Because they're so different.
People ask me that so much. And I always give them the answer that they don't want to hear. There's no way that I could pick because they're so different. Like when you're acting for a camera, it's all about the micro expressions and it's all about like what the audience doesn't see rather than what they do see, because you're trying to portray a real person, and a real person doesn't talk with like full facials and isn't always like bawling the minute that they hear something they don't want to hear. And so I find it really cool that you're able to show something to the audience and make them really feel something through like your eyebrows moving. And I think that's really cool. But when you're in theater, it's all about being like as big as you possibly can be. And it's all about like making your hands do things you couldn't know that they could do, and just like being loud and like looking at the last person in the audience and having them still know what you're saying. And I think that's a really cool thing about theater, because you're able to like fill a room with people and it's live. Like everything is live. You don't get retakes, you don't get redos, and you don't get second chances. And that's like the scary, but also the most fun part about theater. Like you've practiced for months and months and months, and now there's a show. Like, I just think that's so cool.
Yeah. It's the opposite. In theater, you practice, like you said, months and months, and then you get your shot, versus film where your practice is almost on set. Sometimes you might do a read through ahead, but it's like, okay, let's practice this 20 times with different camera angles and different lines and all of that stuff. Very different. As you pointed out, one's micro, the more reality really, and the other one is big.
Yeah.
Big stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It can get really hard to differentiate the both, because there are times when you're acting for a camera when you do have to be like almost theater-like, but for the most part, you want to be as real as you possibly can, and you want to be as much like your character as you possibly can. When you're in theater, it's more of yourself being somebody else, but when you're acting in front of a camera, you're actually being that person. You're not being like that person. You're trying to be that person 100%.
All right. So last question for you, Dia. Who would you say has been your best mentor and why?
Definitely like my mom and my dad. And I know everyone says that, but I feel like my mom and my dad, they've all obviously been the support that's told me that like I'm doing wonderful, but they've also been the support. They've also been my toughest critics. And I think that's what really helped me. And that's what pushes me, because they've taught me not to be complacent and they've taught me to always try and be better. And while it can get really frustrating when you're trying your best and they're still like, that's not good enough, it always teaches you to just like run the extra mile or just like strive to be a little bit better, because without that, like I probably would not have gotten anywhere and I probably would not have auditioned, or I probably would not have tried as hard as I did. And so I think that especially my mom, because she's the one who always put me in every single dance lesson I wanted to be in. And she's the one who always read lines with me and would be five different characters just so that I could memorize my own lines. And so, I think that it's definitely my parents, because they've supported me and they've given me the freedom to do whatever I wanted since day one. And that helped me find myself. But then they still like pulled on my leash a little bit. They were like, you need to fix this. You need to do better and you can do better. And that's why we're pushing you. So like their confidence, but their criticism really like gave me like the personality and the perseverance that I needed to do my best and to do better.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you, Dia, for having this conversation with me. It's great to learn about acting from you and, you know, all the things that you've learned and the things you're going through. And I hope this is helpful to the parents and teens who are listening. Acting is a fantastic way to grow and to learn and to really establish some new life skills. So I highly recommend it, whether it's theater at your school or it's, you know, auditioning for big films, whatever it is, I highly recommend it. And Dia, congratulations on the films that you've done. And I hope that you'll get some really fun and interesting parts in the future.
Thank you.
We're so glad you joined us for this episode. Whether you are an adult or a teen, it's always amazing what we can learn just by listening. If you would like more information on TeenWise and the resources and programs available, we invite you to visit us at teenwiseseattle.com.